Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Rich morning, good morning, grand rising. All of the above. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night to my international watchers. If this is your first time watching, hello. I am Brittany Daniel. I am your host of the Morning Motivation here on YouTube and Facebook. Hope you guys are doing very, very well today. So we have an interesting topic. So what I'm doing this week is going through the five pillars that I go through in my 555 transformation coaching. We have a class that is together now going through this. And so I thought it would be fun to walk you guys through all the pillars that we go through in that coaching program. So yesterday we talked about self. And self is extremely important. If you guys want to go back and watch that episode, you can go back and watch it. But today, the second pillar that we talk about in the coaching program is your relationship with God. Now, let me give some disclaimers before we get into it. I am taking my ayahuasca tea. I am drinking it today. I'm doing my detox. For those of you who know, you know. If you don't, the video is on my channel. But before we dive into this conversation today, because I haven't seen the comments, not reading them yet. Y'all know I'm extremely open, right? I fall under the Christian denomination, and I do not judge anybody who thinks differently, because I feel like God all comes to us in such unique and different ways. I also believe that we're also unique, and God made so many things in this world unique. I don't believe that, you know, there's only one way to get to them, but to each their own. This is not a debate about religion. This is not a debate about spirituality. I am a firm believer in whatever works for you, whatever makes your relationship with God better is for you, right? I can't tell you what that is. Church can't tell you. You can get guidance, you know, you can get a perspective, but at the end of the day, my personal beliefs, I think God really just cares about how you show up in your relationship and what you do with him. Now, if you believe something different, that's cool too. But I'm not debating nobody today. This is not a debate. This is not, oh, this says this and this. I'm just talking about your relationship with your higher power. You can call him God, Allah, whatever you choose. Source, energy, universe. The pronouns to me don't matter. In my personal opinion. So this is just an open conversation. You guys can chime in. But again, it's not a debate. It's not an argument or anything like that. If you don't subscribe to this, this may not be your episode. It's cool. It's cool. But for those who may not have a relationship or are trying to figure out their relationship or wanting to understand God better for themselves, then you're in the right place. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and do the morning prayer and the morning shout out. If you are not spiritual or religious or sign up for the Christian faith, it is totally fine. I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway. And I do want to say that one of my, my family members lost somebody very special to them this week. So my prayers, I want you guys to just send up prayers to my siblings. I don't want to get into detail because it's not my business to tell. But this person was a very loving person, took care of them, and she will be desperately missed for sure. So just want to give, I'm going to do the prayer, a quick moment of silence, and then I'm going to go ahead and jump into the morning shout outs. Okay. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for another day, because some of us did not make it today. I want to say, I pray that this conversation is open-minded. I pray that this conversation comes from you. I pray that everybody just gets a little bit better understanding of what their relationship is with you, that they get closer to you and more connected to you, because that's the only reason I do this. And I pray that people get peace, discernment, wisdom, and that they do what's best for them and your relationship with them. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Okay. Thank you guys. I don't want to get emotional today. I do not want to get emotional, but thank you for that moment of silence. Her name was Sabrina. She was my brother and sister's second mother. And I pray that my family has peace on that side of the family. They get peace. And we're going to honor her today with this message. So this is for you, Sabrina. All right. So let's go ahead and dive into the morning shout outs. I hope you guys are okay. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Anana. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Being Meech. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Madame Noir. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Sherelle. Welcome back. Good morning, May. Good morning, Clay. Good morning, Elijah. Good morning. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's my siblings. I'm second mother, my brother and sister. So I pray peace for them. I know that they're having it very hard right now. Good morning, NG. But that's y'all time. Man, time waits for nobody. Nothing is for certain. We cannot take this life for granted. We have to go after our goals as much as possible. We have to strive as much as possible. We have to get in alignment and be who God wants us to be as soon as possible, because we never know when it's our last day. They didn't see it coming. It was very sudden. It caught everybody off guard. So just don't take life for granted. Hug and kiss your family members. Hug and kiss your children, your husband, your significant other, your parents, no matter what you're going through. And it's hard because sometimes, man, especially like siblings or it can be really, you know, depending on your dynamic, it's not all the time butterflies and sunshine. You know, we can really sometimes beef and all of that, but life is so precious. Life is so precious and life is so short. So we want to do as much as we can in the life that we have, in the time that we have. Yes, it's all it's inevitable, but at the same time, we just want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence here while we have the time, because nobody knows. Nobody knows when their last breath is their last day. And I also want to say that's why I do what I do every day, because I feel like by me doing my part, I feel like God will be proud of me. And that's all that matters, and that I help as many people as I can. Good morning, Mia. Good morning, Ariel. All right. So let's dive into it today. Right. And thank you guys for that. Thank you for all the prayers. Thank you for the moment of silence. And thank you for understanding. So let me shift gears a little bit. Let me drink some of my tea. Y'all, this detox is not playing with your girl. Okay. I woke up out my nap yesterday like, ooh, 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 ooh. If you guys want to see why I started my health journey and what's going on with me, the live is on my channel. It's on my detox day one. Go check that video out. It's not that long. You guys will be a little entertained as well. You guys get to see a looser side of me if you guys are only watching me on Morning Motivation. All right, so let's dive into it. Who is God to you? And you guys can chime in. I want this to be a conversation. I don't want to, you can, and if you disagree, feel free to put in the comments, but we don't want to beef. Like, this is an open-minded, open-ended conversation, because I can't tell you what's right for you. And I know what's been right for me. And I'll also share you guys my background and how I got connected with God. I don't know if I shared this story or not. While you guys really settle on who is God for you. So I'll just start off with how I became the person I am through my spiritual walk with God, right? So the first instance was when I was, the first remembrance of God for me was my mother. My mom told me about God. She told me about Jesus. She told me about you know, that there's a higher power out there. So that was my first inclination. I think that's the right word, that there was a source that was higher than me that controlled all. Okay. I was like, okay, I had awareness, right? The second was when we started going to church. I was raised, the first church I went to is Baptist. You know, it was my first time I seen communion, the first time I tried to sneak. So back then, my church was like, if you're not baptized, you couldn't get into communion. So that was like my first instance of church. And that was fun for me. Then as I got older and I went and moved with my dad, I used to go to church with my grandmother. Thank God for this woman. She gave me my first Bible, my dad's mother. She gave me my first Bible. She was Pentecostal. So we had the rules. We had the skirts. We had the no earrings. No, it was very strict religion. If anybody grew up Pentecostal, then you know what it is. God to me, creator, our savior. I love it. You know how strict that is. Like skirts, slips. You know, it was like 10 of us in the church. I was in the choir. Y'all, I cannot sing. I was okay back then. I could hold a tune. You know, when you're growing up in church, sometimes people be in the choir who's in the church. You know what I mean? You be in the choir who's in the church. So grew up Pentecostal, and it was one night where me and my grandmother would go, and it was for whatever reason, this time of year, I don't know what was going on. It was everybody's anniversary. It was anniversaries back to back to back to back. So we used to go to we go to church in the morning. We would go back to my grandmother's house, have a good meal, and we would go back to church that evening. So we were in church all day Sundays, right? But I started getting into it. At first, I was like, oh my gosh. That's what I'm saying. You got to like make kids go to church, because kids ain't going to do what they want to do. But it's important, in my personal opinion, when you have children, to, you know, whatever religious background or religious beliefs you have, is to indoctrinate them into some sort of spiritual something, because it meant something to me. This was the first time that I was introduced to God in this way. So I remember this. I don't remember everything about this night. I just remember we were at a church anniversary. I had my little tambourine going, you know, because that's what Pentecostal people, they got their tambourine. And I just felt this energy come over my body. It was uncontrollable, you guys. Like, and at first I was trying to fight it. I was like, okay, this is weird. And the spirit came over me and I shouted for the first time, first and only time I've ever felt like that. And I was 11 years old. So that night, I believe that's when I was saved, in my personal opinion, because there's been times where, you know, they say, come up to the altar, you know, and they pray over you. And sometimes pastors used to be trying to do too much, trying to make you fall and all that. Like, no, like if I wasn't feeling nothing, I didn't do it. I accepted it, but I was never fake in anything that I did. But I was 11. I was 10 or 11 when this happened, and I felt the spirit come over me. And that's the night I felt like I was saved, because I actually felt God for the first time. I actually felt the Holy Spirit for the first time, if that makes any sense. So I knew about him. I had an awareness, but this was the first time and the last time I ever had this kind of experience, right? Brady said, hold on. Brady said, girl, I was in the choir too, had no business being in there, but I was a part of the church. Hello. Yes. I love it. Exactly. I had no business being in the choir, but since it was like 10 of us have been there, hey, you a child, you gonna go be in the choir. So I would practice with my grandmother and things like that. So that night was the first night I felt like I was saved. I came home. I was so excited. I told my dad, boom, I'm saved. Now, as I got older, as I got, you know, as I was growing into myself as a woman in college, I had my times where, you know, I didn't participate in church at all. Oh, actually, let me rewind. Go back a little bit. So as I was growing up, you know, in high school or middle school, high school, my grandmother went to a church called East Bay Church of Religious Science. And so in that church, they believed in the Bible. They had the Bible, but then they would incorporate Eastern things like meditation, manifestation, and they intertwined, you know, science, you know, the science of energy and the universe with the Bible, which I thought was really, really dope. I really loved that church. That was the first time I learned about meditation. That was the first time I learned about visualization and bringing things to yourself and aligning God in that way, which was a really, really great experience. I really liked that church a lot. I just ended up moving. That's why we didn't go there anymore. So that was a very interesting eye-opening experience with that church. And I really liked it. I was a teenager at that time. Then as I got older after that, so I've had a pretty good, I think my family did a great job with laying down a foundation of God and allowed me to explore, allowed me to read the Bible, allowed me to understand. And then it was in college where we got this piece of paper and it had all the religions on it, right? It's Christianity, Muslim, Buddhist. Don't get me lying with the other one. It was like all of like the main religions of the world. And it said all of their principles and all of the things that they truly founded on, not what people were doing, not what people said, you know, with the rules and regular, it was the basic principles on what each religion was founded on. And they all pretty much had the same principles, basically to be a good person. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie, you know, commit adultery, just the basic things. And I was like, oh, wow, all religions are pretty much at the base of it, right? Not how we practice, not what we believe, but the base of all religions were pretty much the same. And so in my mind, I felt like God was a tree, right? If you think about this, or God was the ocean, or God was a tree, and he extended branches to his people on the earth. and there was different ways to get to them. And I just, that's how I interpreted it. And I was like, wow, God gave us diverse options to get to him. Now, some people don't believe in that, you know, and the Bible will tell you one thing, the Quran will tell you something. But in my mind and that how I interpreted that piece of paper. And so it got me curious. And so I started doing my own research. I started doing my own research because, you know, growing up, they would tell you, you know, don't question God. This is what you, if you don't believe in this, this is the only thing you're supposed to believe in. And I was just like, but why can't we question it if we have to question everything else in life? We have to question everything else in life. Like we have to question how the body works. We have to question how science works, right? We have, when you're studying science, in order to make something a fact, it has to be tested over and over and over again. So it just really, like that part about church never really sat right with me. Like, why can't we question? Because we're curious beings. God made us curious. You know, every time we learn something, we want to learn something else. Every time we get something, we want to get something else. So that's the one part of our lives that we're supposed to just accept and let anybody speak into us and not do our own research, not see. And I just couldn't sign up for that. That was me personally. Again, do what's best for you. So I was like, man, I'm going to find out God for myself. So then I went on this journey of, again, not going to church in college. And then I went through this journey of being baptized and super saved. And I was, you know, I went through a phase where I was better than other Christians because I was doing this and doing that and doing this. And then I was just like, that didn't feel good to me. That didn't feel good that I was being Miss Susie Almighty. It didn't rock with my spirit that you can't act like you're better than anybody because everybody comes to God. You didn't come to God like that, right? So I had to check myself. This was in college because I was cutting off friendships. I was like, if you're not on this type of time, I can't rock with you. And then in my experience with church, you know, then you get the personalities. You meet the men that you think are good men, and then they turn out to be regular men. And then you go through things and instances in churches. I've had relationships in church where I like was no longer in that relationship. And I felt like, oh, so embarrassed. I never went back to that church. It was a whole lot of stuff with the church with me growing up. But then I got to a point where, because I stopped going to church for a while, right? Because I was burned by the church. You know, I even had a pastor I felt like called me out during the sermon. He said like, because I had been through something, so I wasn't coming to church. And he was like, yeah, if you haven't been here, if you're not sweating, you, and I was just like, hold on, pimp. Did you even ask me what I had going on? Did you? And he was driving a Bentley, by the way. I wasn't driving no Bentley. I had a good car. I had a nice car, but I wasn't driving no Bentley. So I was just like, you can't be telling me what was going on. You know, I just left that church. I just had a real like, and then it was real gossipy and I don't like all that. I didn't like, you know, I ain't like all that. So then I was like, let me go explore God for myself. Let me step out of the black church. Because I was only in black churches, right? And I was like, let me just go explore and experience. So I found this really small church that was predominantly white. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in Georgia. This was years ago, y'all. I was about 23, 20. This is before I went to New York. And I was like, man, I don't know. These people, it's a church, but it's all white. And this is Georgia. So I hope that when I go up in here, it ain't not going to be tripping. But I just wanted to learn and I wanted to continue to learn God for myself and not be burned by my experiences, because sometimes our experiences can hinder us so much. Good morning. That we lose out. We lose out on that experience. She Amber says, yes, once we had our own outlook on God and interpreted the Bible for him in our own way, that's what all that matters. He knows our hearts. Sometimes people think it all has to be the same as theirs. But no, I love that. I love that. So I go into this church. I'm extremely like, I don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to look at me? They're going to judge me. I'm a little black girl coming by myself. When I say these were the nicest people I had ever met, And they got straight to it. And it was all about God. It was all about just being a great person and doing right. And, it was just really, it was real pure, it felt like, right? And it was, and people that were in the church were family, and they were just so loving. Hi, Brittany, how are you? Welcome back. Like, I just felt so welcomed in this church. Then I left and I started exploring other churches in New York, which I went to. If you're ever in New York, the church in Times Square, Times Square Church was an amazing church. I went to that church as well, started tithing. And that was the first time I started tithing to others. Like I would take the train all the way to Brooklyn. If any of my New Yorkers in here, y'all know that that's a long commute. I lived in East New York. I would take the train all the way into Brooklyn. I mean, I would take the train from Brooklyn all the way into the city, and I would go to Times Square Church and I would tithe there. And that was the first time I experienced like my spirit calling to give my money to other places, like not just the church, but to people. So one day I had my tithe in my hand and something told me, don't give it to the church. Give it to that person. It was like a homeless person that was like right outside. And so I was like, are you sure? Because, you know, Bob told me I'm supposed to go over here. And he was like, sometimes God, like when I question God for me, he'll be like, what'd I tell you to do? Like God talks to me greasy sometimes, like I'm supposed to, like, so I can understand. That's why that relationship is so important. And I'm going to, you know, give you guys pointers on how to get that relationship, but you have to know how God talks to you. And sometimes he talks to me a little greasy, like, what'd I tell you? And I was like, all right, my bad, you know? And so I give, and this person's like, oh my gosh, you have no idea. And no, that wasn't the first time, but I started giving my tithe to people that I felt I was called to give them to. That wasn't the first time. That was like the second or third, but I had done it before and it felt really, really good. It felt like knowing that I was making a direct impact. Of course, there were no record of it, you know, because when you give to a church, when you give tithes to a church, they keep an account. They keep record of it. I give to One Church LA when I was doing my taxes under charitable giving. I went and seen all my donations for the year and wrote that off on my taxes. So when you give to people, you don't have an account, but something felt so good about that for me. So then I just really just started exploring God on my own. So the whole topic of this conversation is, although we were raised a certain way, although we went through our trials and tribulations, possibly with churches, maybe you were in the same church your whole life, maybe you believe in something different. Who is God for you? How do you establish that genuine relationship with God for yourself? How do you communicate with your higher power? And that's why I'm so non-judgmental with how that happens for people, because I remember how God showed up in my life, throughout my life, in different ways, through people sometimes. And the first time I ever saw, I'm going to read Sheamber's comment, and I'm going to tell you guys the first time I saw the power of Jesus's name. Ooh, that was a good story. I love that one. This is crazy. I had a similar experience when I left the Baptist church to a mega white church, and the people were so nice. I still go there to this day online since I moved. I know I love. So to my people of color, don't be hesitant to try another denomination with under the Christian umbrella or another church that doesn't look like you. You might not like the music. The music might not be your taste. But the word a lot of the times is really straight to the point and they be on time. They be on time. Black folks, we done got better. Ooh, I done got tea all over the place. Black folks, we done better with hurrying up with church. And I have a theory about that too. So think about, before I get into the story about how I knew Jesus, the power of Jesus was real, right? Think about like this. This is my theory on why Black church used to last so long. So think about it in slave days. If that was your only day off, if the only time people couldn't mess with you is when you were in church, you're going to make that junk last forever. So that's my theory on why Black church used to last so long, is because throughout the generations, you know, even after slavery, we shortened church because we didn't need to be in church all day. But if that was the only time that nobody was messing with me, oh, that junk going to last all day. Yep, we still praying. He coming? Yep, we still praying. Hallelujah. I don't know. That's just my theory. I thought that was interesting. So the music is way different now. Yeah. I still like old school church music. I ain't gonna lie. I still like a little Kirk Franklin. You know, I still like the gig in church. And you know, when you change denominations and you change you know, backgrounds, you know, the music be a little different. That's all I'm going to say. So I used to come after the music. I was like, okay, praise and worship in my car. And then I'm going to pop in when the word is hitting. But let me tell you guys a story before we, and you guys load up the comments with anything you guys want to. Good morning, Kiamber. So let me tell y'all the first time I saw the power in Jesus's name, right? Because to me, I separate the entities because of what I've interpreted in the Bible. You have to do what's best for you. I separate God and Jesus for me. And I was on the train. I was living in New York at the time. So I was about 25, 26. Now, I've known about Jesus my whole life, knew, you know, everything he sacrificed, studied the Bible, knew the Bible for myself. Actually, throughout those years, y'all, I used to really read the Bible, like really opened it, highlighted, took notes, did my own research. Who was this person? Who was this book written by? Where were they at this time? Like, I was really into studying. You know, people say I study the word, they just read it. No, studying the word. Like, where is this coming from? Who said this? What lineage did this fall on? You know, the book of Numbers, from Abraham to David or to Jesus, there's a lot of people, right? So just studying the Bible for myself. But this is the first time I actually saw the power in Jesus's name. And why I know, even for myself, that there's power in Jesus's name, right? So regardless of what you believe, this is for me, this is what I saw. So I was on the train in New York. And if you guys know about New York, right, I have some of my morning motivators live in New York. There are a lot of spirits. And when I say spirits, I mean a lot of energy, a lot of negative and positive energy, but a lot of negative more so, in my personal opinion. And when you get on the train, it's public transportation. You don't know what you're going to be met with. There's a lot of people with mental disabilities in New York. And this one guy gets on the train one day and he just starts cussing and spazzing out and getting in people's faces and doing the most. Right. I mean, he's really making everybody uncomfortable. Now, the train can be an uncomfortable place in New York, but this day it was just out of control. And this Jamaican nurse, I will never forget it. Shout out to my Jamaicans. This Jamaican nurse stood up out her seat on public transportation, y'all. This doesn't happen. I've never seen this in New York in my life. People spaz out all the time. I've never seen this before. She gets up and she starts waving her hands. And she just starts saying, I rebuke all the demons in the name of Jesus. And she starts speaking in tongues and she starts waving her hands. And she's not talking to this man. She's not touching this man. She's just waving her hands and she's just speaking in tongues and speaking in Jesus's name and just going in, right? Just to herself, just through out loud in front of everybody. And I have never in my life seen somebody settle down and go. And I was just like, what in the world just happened? And she was like, hey, shop boy, you know, when people get to going in tongues, y'all, the people with my church folks, y'all already know. And she was just waving her hands and she was just praying over the cart. And she was just, you know, rebuking spirits in the name of Jesus. And I'm up here like, now, mind, we're on public transportation, y'all. This don't happen. I ain't never seen this before. I've never seen anybody pray like this. I've seen people pray in church. I've seen this in church. I've never seen this in public. And I was just like, bingo, got it. Got my protection while I'm out here. Got it. So anytime I was around something spirit like this didn't feel right in my spirit, or anytime somebody was acting crazy on the train, I would just close my eyes. I would rock back and forth and I would say, I rebuke any evil spirits in Jesus' name. I rebuke any spirit, evil spirits in Jesus' name. I rebuke any evil spirits in Jesus' name. And without fail, somebody would either move away from me or they would settle down or they would leave or whatever the case may be. So that's how I experienced power in Jesus' name for myself. I had, and I was older, y'all. I was in my 20s. This wasn't even about 6 years ago. It was the very first time I seen this for myself. Now I felt it. Remember, I told y'all the story where I felt him. I you know, went through all the phases of church and understanding and reading the Bible and all, but this was the first time I seen it in action. Seen it in action. So I know for myself. that there's power in Jesus' name. And it worked every time. And that's how I felt like I protected myself. And I know prayers from my family protected me out there, because I put myself, y'all, when I was in New York, I put myself in precarious situations. Meaning, I'll give you guys one, for instance. Fell asleep. First of all, you don't fall asleep on the train. Fell asleep on the A train with a club dress on, with Louis Vuitton bags. I had went to the Louis Vuitton store, went out that night, came back, fell asleep on the train, woke up at the airport. Y'all, this story was crazy. I don't even want to get into it. Woke up at the airport by a stranger saying, "Hey, do you know where you're at?" And I was like, and I had passed my stop. I was at the airport. If anybody knows my New Yorkers, I know being Meech is from New York. My New Yorkers from the city to JFK. I could have got robbed. I could have been, all types of stuff could have happened to me. Thank God nothing did. But those are the type of precarious situations I put myself in. I highly don't recommend that for anyone. But yeah, and I was always protected by the grace of God, by the grace of, on the, exactly. Nisa said on the A train, "I'm glad you were safe." Girl, me too. I know, exactly. From the city, from Chinatown, Canal Street, all the way to JFK. Crazy, right? Crazy. My New Yorkers know, they like, girl, crazy. But yes, so that's how I saw the power. I know, I'm glad he protected me too. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm able to talk about it. I'm always thankful in situations like that. Absolutely. That's a absolutely turquoise, though. Turquoise lives in the city in New York too. Exactly. So that's how God showed up for me. He always protected me. And I lived by myself. I lived alone. I've always just felt the presence of God just always having my back. And that's why I always strive and to tell people about God for myself. But I want you guys to have a relationship with God for you, because you'll feel his presence. You'll feel him protecting you. You'll feel when you should go left or go right. Those delays, when you're delayed at home and you're scrambling, you can't find anything. Those are actually, in my personal opinion, especially when you're like, "Where are my keys?" Sometimes I'll be like, "God, you're hiding my keys," but it's for a delay. I heard this and it never hit home for me more than anything when it says, sometimes your delay is God is protecting you from what's ahead. So if you're ever late, stuck in traffic, something happens, or you got out the house later, sometimes just be okay with that. Because 9 times out of 10, every time that's happened to me, most of the time, there's always been an accident that I pass. There's always been an accident that I pass. And let me know in the comments if that's ever happened to you where you were late. You're like, "Dang, I'm running late. Where are my keys? Where is this? Where is this?" And then when you get on the highway, there's a big old accident that you avoided. So that's why I feel like I really, 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 really want every single person to have a personal relationship with God. So let's talk about that. What does that look like? Those delays are always for a reason. Absolutely. Absolutely, right? So who is God for you? You know, who is he for you? And you don't have to answer. You don't have to. This is just something I want you y'all to think about. And for those who know, how can we sharpen that relationship? How can we get closer to that? How can we spend more time with him? Well, so what's that relationship like? Do you talk to him? Do you read the Bible? Do you read the Quran? Do you read what? How do you get that relationship that's closer? Because people say, "Well, how do I hear from God?" That relationship, right? So say if you could think about God, like sometimes we think about God, I always say this, in a bigger space than he is. The Bible says we are in the likeness of him, right? So if we're in the likeness of him, then we're a lot alike. We're in the likeness. He made us like him. So if we would get upset when people don't call, don't check on, you know, we'd be ready to cut people off. We'd be ready to, "I ain't heard from this girl, but my homegirl in so long, man, I'm done with her." Or, "I ain't heard from him in so long. He ain't called me. He ain't text me. I'm cutting him off." We're so used to cutting people off. God don't ever cut us off. But wouldn't he be irritated if he ain't heard from you in a while? He loves you. He's blessed you. He's protected you. He saved you. He's honored you. He brought you all these blessings and brought you all these things and gave you this great job you were praying for and gave you this love that you prayed for, gave you those children that you prayed for. And he ain't heard from you. You ain't called Jesus 1995. You ain't called guys in 1995. I think that that's very extremely important. So what is that for you? How are you going to better your relationship? How are you going to show up in the relationship? Not to say perfect, because everybody's situation is different. The way you talk to God is going to be different the way that I talk to God. But how is that for you? What does that look like? How often do you talk? I talk to God every day. I'd be in the car sometimes. I don't even play the music. I turn the music off and be like, hey, God, what's going on? How you doing? Okay, well, this is what I got going on. What do you think? Thank you so much for everything. You know, I go into thank yous. I imagine what's coming my way. And I thank God for that too. Remember we talked about using our imagination to pull the things that we want in the universe, whether it be money, material things, opportunity, you know, blessings, you know, thank you for the work that you allow me to do. And I see the things that I want and I thank him for those. I thank him for the things that I already have. I ask him to get me in more alignment with what he has for me and remove all the things that's not of him. Y'all, when y'all get in these relationships and y'all are linking up with these people and y'all are having these friends, pray about discernment. You know, Lord, is this from you? Is this for you? This job, is this what you want me to do? Is this from you? Because, you know, we get so hype up and trying to do everything and trying to manipulate, trying to get to it, and we be hustling and bustling. Sometimes we stop and forget to ask him, hey, is this from you? Because we can get it. You know, I already say devil hears our prayers too. We can get it. Doesn't mean it's for us. Doesn't mean that that's going to be the best thing for us. So consulting with God, like he's my consulter. Before I do a lot, hey, Big G, what you think about this? And I wait. And I wait to either hear, I wait to get a nudge, I wait to feel, see. And another thing I do too, is I don't meddle in things that have nothing to do with me. You know, sometimes we get so, especially in the Christian community, we can get so tunnel vision on, oh, this person doing this and why this and they this and they that. He didn't give you that. Like, why are we going down there? So I'll give y'all another personal story. So one day I was talking to God and I was like, I don't know if I told y'all this. I know I told some folks in my coaching class, but I was talking to God and I was like, God, well, if you say that, you know, homosexuality is wrong, well, the Bible says it's wrong, right? And people say that they're made like that. I don't understand why. Well, I was confused. And it was clear as day, y'all. This was the answer he gave me. This was clear as day. Because I was trying to, you know, I was trying to figure it out. I was like, well, you know, we're supposed to love everybody and they say that they're like this, but the Bible says, I'm confused. What are we supposed to do? This is what God told me. This is when I heard him so clear this day. He said, did I give you that cross to bear? I said, no. He said, all right, carry on. I told you, God be talking to me greasy, y'all, because he know what I need to hear. Basically, he was like, mind your business. I didn't give you that cross. That has nothing to do with you. I didn't make you like that. You didn't come out. You don't have those. So what are you worried about it for? And I was just like, I got the biggest revelation of my life. Like, you can't worry about what this person is doing, what this person is doing. You could only focus on you because you got enough to deal with. You know, you got enough to deal with your job, you're this, you're that. You up here dabbling and worried and all up in over somebody else's fence, all up in your neighbor's backyard. That ain't your grass to mend. That ain't got nothing to do with you. I was like, you know what? Right. Carry on. Cool. Got it. Boom. Doom, 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 doom. Focused on me. Got it. Sorry. My bad. And sometimes we need to be checked like that. You know, we need those instances where God gets us back in line. That was what he told me, right? So I'm a firm believer in staying in my lane when it comes to other things. And that's why I don't judge people, because in all actuality, the reason why we're Christians, right? The reason why we're labeled as Christians is because we're supposed to be Christ-like. And Christ did not judge anybody. He loved everyone. And we get in our sectors in the Christian community where we can be very judgmental. We can be very high and mighty. We can be very, I don't do that. Or how dare they? And, you know, and Jesus was nothing like that. Look at the disciples. Jesus wasn't nothing like that. You know, them was his homies. They some of them was ride or die, some of them wasn't. You know, but they all had something. You know, they all had some, they were all fall short of the glory in some way. And we all do. We all fall short of the glory. So we can't get caught up in what other people got going on. Our relationship with him is sacred and solid. And your boyfriend, your husband can't tell you what to do. The church and the pastor can't tell you what to do. They can advise. Maybe they could give you advice. But when at the end of the day, when we pass away and we go wherever we're going, that's a one in one. We can't look back and be like, hey, but this person told me. No, because he was like, I gave you knowledge, right? I gave you a brain, right? I gave you an opportunity to think for yourself, especially when we have the free will to think for ourselves, especially when we have the free will to do our own research. Go see what other religious texts say. Go see what this is saying. Go see, just go see what works for you. You know, so I read a Maya Angelou book, right? And it said, you're this religion, how do you know? When that's all you've ever known. And the only reason I keep coming back to Christianity for myself, call myself Christian light, is because it's always worked for me. I've seen it move in my life. But that doesn't mean that Allah doesn't move for the Muslim woman or the Muslim man. You know, and as long as we're doing what we're supposed to do, that ain't got nothing to do with me, right? So instead of us getting fired up on what this person is doing, stay in our lanes. Stay in your lane with what God has for you and what God is calling you to do. And I can't tell you that. I can't hear. God don't give me other people's conversations he has. God is a vault. God is what they call him, five toes down for us. He don't go around gossip. He don't be like, well, I told Ashley to do this. I told AMAC to do this. I told Vanessa to do this. He don't do that. I've never heard God tell me what he told somebody else, ever. Maybe y'all have. I have never heard that. Let me know in the comments if God ever told you a conversation he had with somebody else. Ain't never happened to me. So all I know is what he's told me. What I've felt, what I feel, what I've experienced. So that's the only relationship I can focus on. It's just like you and your significant other, your boyfriend or your husband or your girlfriend or your wife, right? You can't get caught up in the past relationships they had with other people. You weren't there. It had nothing to do with you. That might have been a totally different person that was dating that other person. We wasting time over there worried about how that relationship went down. That relationship is that relationship. You're in a whole different relationship. Same thing with you and God. You have to do what is best and aligns with you. Let me go back to the comments. So Miss Demita Joe, hey, Miss Demita Joe, Miss Jackson. Yes, I tell myself I am always where I'm supposed to be, where I'm supposed to be there. I love that. Vanessa says, yep, so true. God is good all the time. Amen. M. Carter says, speak it. I see it through it. I see it as though it were. Absolutely. I love that. Percy says, I know there was a God when I'd done a lot of stupid things when I was younger, but things that I shouldn't, I think that's what he meant, have happened and they didn't happen. Yeah, God gives us a lot of grace and mercy, y'all. God get grand rising, AMAC. AMAC says, right, a lot of these churches turn me off with their judgment and gossip ways, not Christ-like at all. No, it's not. No, it's not, y'all. It's not. But we can't get caught up in what other people ain't doing. That's another thing, right? They ain't doing what they supposed to do, but we can only do what we're supposed to do. So let's go to some more questions before we get out of here today. Have you really formed a relationship with God for yourself? You know, outside of church, outside of what people have told you, outside of how we grew up, have you formed that relationship with yourself, you and God? You know, how do you talk to him? How does he respond to you? What does that feel like? What does that look like? How often does it happen? You know, how often do you talk to him? How often, or him, or whatever? You know, how often do you listen and chime in? You know, I wrote this down. Do we use God like a genie or like our creator? Do we only go to God when we want something? Do we only show up for God when we here we go back again asking? Are we doing the work that he's told us and called us to do? Y'all, when I say get in alignment, remember, we talked about this all the time. Get in alignment with what he has for us. Sometimes we put money in our jobs over God. Sometimes we put money in our jobs over God. Now, what are you talking about, Britt? What do you mean? Because if I don't work, I don't pay my bills. Oh, ye have little faith. Some of y'all know that y'all supposed to be doing other things. But because y'all, some of us live in fear more than faith, we're stuck in those fear cycles where, you know, I'm just going to do this. God does not want us to be depressed or suffering. I mean, life has suffering moments. It is what it is. Ain't nobody's life going to be perfect. We all going to go through something. But we get caught up in the work. We get caught up in the money and what we want that we forget our purpose. And that's why I always talk about getting in alignment with what God has for you. It feels better. It looks better. Your future's brighter. Things come to you more easily and effortlessly, in my personal opinion. Is every moment easy? No. Does sometimes you want to go back? Yeah. But you keep trekking forward. You keep going after what God has for you. And when we get in alignment and we say, you know what? I don't see all the steps. I don't see how everything is going to work out, but I have faith. And I'm going to put one foot in front of the other. So do we act like God is our genie or our creator? Is he only there when you need something? Imagine that. Imagine you have a friend or a significant other that only came to you when they needed something. I'd be like, ugh. How would you feel? Kiki says, if I had a penny for every woman that said God told them he was my husband, I would be a millionaire. Hello, me too, Kiki. If I had $100 for every man who said I was gonna be his wife, they never said God told him no. Yeah, we gotta stop. Men, you gotta get out of that too. Hello. Because how God told you, but he ain't tell me. Y'all, we gotta stop listening to people that, you know, that was their experience. But God normally tells the man first before he tells the woman. At least that's been my experience from what I heard from men. Men get the light bulb, not the women. At least that's been my experience and what I've heard that, you know, I always hear the men say, I knew. I've never heard, because me and my honey, I'm like, I don't know. You know, we'll see. Let me pray about it first. But that's my personal thing. But yeah, that's between you. You got to ask God, because God ain't going to tell the woman, ain't going to tell you. It said a man who findeth a woman, or excuse me, he who findeth a wife. It didn't say when a woman findeth a husband. It says when he findeth a wife. But that's just what I believe. But don't be letting them women trick you, Kiki. Chevy Chef says, can talking to ourselves be a form of talking to God? I don't know. I mean, when I say talking, I mean, there's nobody else around. So I guess so. I guess if that's what you mean, but I'm reverting the, for me, I can't speak for everybody else. It's a personal thing. For me, I revert my energy to that specifically to God. That's how I do it. So if I'm talking, there's nobody else there. So to the outside world, it could look like I'm talking to myself, but the energy, my mind, I'm talking to God. I'm saying, this is for God. You know, I don't say that, but my energy is being directed to him, directed to my source. That's how I do it. So if that's what it feels like for you, then that might be it. And because we're not communicating with context, you know, it says, or am I just covering up being weird? No, you're not being weird. That's what's working for you. That's what works for you. That's how you communicate with God, your higher power. You know, Who's to say that's weird? That's how I do. If you seen me in my car, well, nowadays everybody got speakerphone, so everybody in the car, you don't know who they talking to, and I don't be paying attention to people in the car. But when I'm in the car, that's like my prime time. Car and house is my prime time when I talk to God the most, because when I'm alone, that's when I have the least distractions. I can cut off the radio. And you guys, yes, chime in, let her know. But I'm talking, but I'm reverting my energy to God. So I'm not talking to myself, but I am alone. So to the outside world, I am talking to myself, if that makes any sense. Shador says, Chevy Chev, my mother has been doing that my whole life. She used to tell me she was talking to God. And I was like, okay. And sometimes I'll do it. He'll be like, huh? And I was like, I ain't talking to you. You're just having a conversation. Like, it's like having a conversation with a spirit or a soul or an energy. You know, and I talk out loud, just like this. I talk out loud. Sometimes I'll talk in my head. Sometimes I'll talk out loud. I don't think that that's weird. I think that you're just establishing how you communicate with God and what works for you. I don't think that there's anything weird about it. To somebody who may not have that relationship, it's weird, but that we don't care about what other people think, because we're trying to please our creator. We're trying to have a better relationship with our creator. That's just like me and you, Chev. We go out and we're drinking. Somebody at the other table is worrying about what we doing. We are having a conversation. What you doing over there at that table ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I mean? So how do you spend time with God? How do you show God you appreciate what he's done for you? How do we show gratitude? How do we do our part in the relationship? You know, because he stayed blessing. He stays forgiving. He stays blessing. He's just stay like this. Sometimes it'd be far and few in between. Sometimes he'd be like, okay, hold on. All right. He stays blessing. No, you're not alone. Of course. Of course you're not alone. That's how we do it. But how do you show God you appreciate? And you guys don't have to answer this. Just really just ponder these questions. So when you go through the five pillars in the coaching course and we get to this, I have a laundry list of questions that I ask you about your spirituality. I have a laundry list of questions just so you're more self-aware, because some people have never thought about this. Some people have never been like, how do I talk to God? How do I spend time with him? How do I show that I'm grateful? How do you know he's for you? How do you know he's for you? How do you know you're in the right religion? How do you know you're practicing the right practice? How do you know? Not what somebody told you. Because a lot of stuff that we were told as kids, not to say that they were bad, but I didn't lie. I hated that don't question God thing. Why not? Why can't I have a relationship? If my children have something to ask me. Now, sometimes you got to just move, right? If you have kids, sometimes it's because I said so. Right? So everything don't need an explanation. And sometimes everything, but you have to discern that with your relationship. Sometimes God will say, go. I'd be like, all right, I'm going. I'm going to be like, you know, why? Da, da, da. But when I talk about questioning religious texts or questioning, well, why did this happen? You know, what's that? Having a conversation, he'll tell you whether to keep, you know, okay, this is why, or he'll show you something. Or sometimes he'd be like, hey, that ain't for you. Just keep trucking. But how do you know that if the relationship is there, you're just going off of what somebody else told you? Destiny says, you pray and thank him and read his word. That's what you do. That's great. That's what I'm saying. Everybody, but how do you, but what I'm saying, Destiny, is that's what we were told, right? That's what you do. But does everybody do that? Can you have a relationship with God without reading the Bible? I think you can. I look at the Bible like a manual for life. If you do this, these are your left and right limits, people. These are your left and right limits. Don't go, if you go too far right, too far left, you might be in some trouble. But here are your left and right limits. And this is how you should treat one another. This is how you, you know, you fast, you pray, you, that's how I kind of look. This is your wisdom. That's me though. And this is an open-ended conversation. This is whatever feels right for you. Because I don't have all the answers. So I don't know. Everybody's relationship and things are different. I have made it a priority to go into my prayer room every day, at least 5 minutes. I love that. Some people have prayer closets. Some people wear certain garments to pray in. I remember when I was in college, one of my best friends had this prayer, like a prayer shirt. It was like an old shirt. She would put it on and that's where she prayed. And that's how she prayed. And she felt comfort when she had that shirt on. And she would just put it right over her clothes and she would pray. And y'all don't have to tell me. I'm not justifying anything. I'm just giving some for those who haven't thought about it. Because this is how we get closer. Hold on 1 second. Let me just go back because I accidentally clicked it. It's in the description box, Percy. All you guys got to do is sign up with a free one-on-one just to see if you're right for the course or you need some one-on-one coaching, but it's there. But I feel like the whole purpose is just to get you closer to your higher power. That's it. I don't tell you how to do it. I ask you questions so you can ponder what way works best for you. Because at the end of the day, it's a personal choice. AMAX says, I show gratitude every day by saying thank you for this life and the beauty around me. I love that. Kiamber said, I just made a prayer and manifestation corner. I love that. See, everybody has their different practices. Everybody has their own style and unique way of connecting. And I feel like personally, as long as you do it, that's all that matters. As long as you create that relationship, you bond, you hear him, you listen, he guides you, directs you, you thank him, thankful, whatever. Just that connection, that relationship, that's what's so important. Because no matter what church you step in, no matter what happens, he's always with you. You can talk to him anytime. His 1-800 line is always open. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. We've heard it forever. You know what I mean? So ask yourself, if you've never asked yourself these questions or if you've only grew up a certain way, explore it. If it whatever's working for you is working, keep it. But some people have never asked themselves that question. So I feel like it's very important. I heard my voice say, don't go with them. And a random pain. We got into a car accident. That was God's warning to me. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. We got to listen to those. We got to listen to those inklings. We got to listen to those urges, those nudges of don't do that. Go this way. You know, sometimes when I don't know what to do, how I kind of listen and hear for God, I'll just sit and wait and see what my discerning spirit will tell me to do. Like if I don't have the answer, I just sit and wait. If I don't know which way to go, I'll be like, all right, God, which way should I go? I consult him with a lot. I consult him with a lot. I consult him with a lot. So how does it work for you? How does it work for you? All right, guys. So I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Thank you guys so much for the open conversation, for the loving conversation. Again, don't take my word for it. Go crack that Bible open. Go crack that Quran open. Whatever works for you, and go see what the Word says. Go see how you feel. Go talk to God. Ask Him in discerning and ask for discernment. Ask for what it is you are here and you are called to do. Because I feel like that is our number one goal in destiny and journey, is to get in alignment with what God has for us. Because that's where our happiness truly, 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 truly lies. That happened to you twice. Well, Kiki, you got a main direction. You got a main connection with God. You better start using it. Better start using it. No problem. No problem. If you guys need any counseling, I'm not a counselor. If you guys need any coaching, you can book a one-on-one 30-minute free session with me just to see if we align, just to see if I can help you. And if I can, then you can sign up. We have we only have a few spots left for our coaching class. I want to keep them small and intimate. So our coaching classes, we go over the five pillars, the five transformation, the five pillars of transformation, the 555 transformation, starting May 12th. And our first group graduates on May 5th. So I'm super excited. We have a lot coming up. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, guys.